Harlequin Desire and Harper Audio present A Snowbound Scandal by Jessica Lemon. Performed by Virtual Voice. Dear reader, forced proximity is my favorite trope in romance. When I planned Chase Ferguson's story, I wanted two things: a reunion with a woman he'd left behind, and an unrelenting blizzard that trapped them together. Even better, I set the book in Montana in the drop-dead gorgeous mansion Chase visits when he's not busy with his mayoral duties back in Dallas. The heroine, Miriam, is stubborn and willful, but above all else, she's kind. She cares too much. So much that fiercely protective Chase made the mistake of letting her go 10 years ago rather than handing her his heart. From fireside chats to soaking in the indoor hot tub to bonding over gooey grilled cheese sandwiches, we experience Chase and Miriam reconciling their past with the present, one step at a time. They soon uncover that as different as they are, they still feel the same about each other a decade later. It took a few sizzling encounters for them to realize that beneath their strong physical attraction was real and lasting love. Grab a cup of hot cocoa and settle in. I hear there's snow in the forecast. A lot of it. Happy reading, Jessica Lemon. 1. Mayor Chase Ferguson's best friend and head of his security team strolled into his office, sheet of paper in hand. Busy? Emmett asked. Extremely, Chase answered, droll. He'd been staring at the same spot on the wall for going on 20 minutes, trying to figure out how to answer the governor's email. I won't be long. Emmett wasn't smiling, but Chase could tell his best bud was amused. Emmett knew Chase better than anyone, better than his own family in some cases. With a flick of his fingers, Emmett dropped the sheet of paper on the desk. Chase lifted the printed color photo. In it, a delicate thin woman, mouth open in an angry shout, was holding a poster board. On the poster was a photo of a bird dripping with black goo, and the words painted around the image read, "Oil kills." An angry crowd in the background held similar signs, but it was the woman in clear focus that snared his attention. Soft, dark curls blew over fine cheekbones and plump lips. Even now, years later, he didn't have to try to recall the feel of her elegant, slim body against his. Mimi Andricks was runway model thin, with small breasts and subtle curves. The years had been good to her, depending on how recently this photo was taken. When was it taken? Chase asked. 3 years ago, in Houston. How did you come across it? One of your campaign staff alerted me. It was mailed to the office alongside a letter threatening to send it to Jamie Holland, Chase's opponent, an all-around not-so-nice guy with questionable ties to big, bad men in Texas, and involved in too many illegal activities to list. We're trying to find out where it's from, but so far no luck, Emmett said in the same flat, matter-of-fact tone. Chase grunted. Ah, election season. He was on his second term and preferred to stay where he was for as long as his city allowed him. Not only was he one of Dallas's youngest mayors, but he was also one of the few politicians interested in the seat who was unbribable. As a son of the Fergusons and one-third owner of Ferguson Oil, Chase had plenty of money of his own. He didn't crave power or prestige. He craved justice. Staying in office meant crowding out potentially corrupt politicians, Jamie Holland, for example. I recognized her right away. Emmett tapped the edge of the photo. He'd been on the 3-month-long trip where Chase had met Mimi. Emmett was one of the few people who knew what had transpired between them all those summers ago. All that had gone well before it had gone sideways. She should know that she's a potential target for publicity. Mimi hated politics. She wouldn't appreciate being dragged into the mud during his upcoming campaign if and when news of their previous relationship saw the light of day. I tracked her down. She lives in Big Fork. You have a trip scheduled for Montana soon, don't you? Why not tell her in person? His friend smirked knowingly. Somehow I doubt she'd welcome me with open arms. The last time Chase had seen her, he'd put her on a plane leaving Dallas for Big Fork. Her face was red from a combination of anger and devastation, both of which he'd put into her expression. She'd hated him then.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?